Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than running out of toilet paper in your office bathroom. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix. Hello, guys.
Hello. How
Hi,
are you?
Everybody.
We got a fun little show planned for today. We're going to bring back, well, we did this a little while ago, celebrity, preacher, or politician.
Awesome.
Playing that game. That was fun. We're going to cover, you know, really earth-shattering topics that really make the world go around, like how much your boss is really paying you to poop annually.
That's important.
It is important. You're pooping at work, and you should know how much it's costing him. We cover all the stories that should remain covered. We're going to do a little drunks in the news in regards to animals. Do our friends in the animal kingdom enjoy getting snockered? Do they enjoy getting snockered like we do? And we're going to tell you, this is actually an important story. Tell you about a tech support company that is a scam. When you call them up and you have them work on your stuff, they're giving your computer viruses. We're going to tell you all about that.
Wow.
That is important to know. But first, I was watching the news as I'm wont to do. And they were having, Donald Trump was having one of his pep rallies,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the people come in. And he's having his support. They're asking outside, not Trump. Donald's not outside. The security's asking them, are you a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter? If you're not a Trump supporter, theoretically, you can't come inside.
Okay.
I mean, there's always going to be people that get in because people lie.
No.
But the thing is, and I don't think Trump is the only one. This isn't necessarily a Donald Trump
issue. No, this is a politician issue.
This is a politician issue. I don't really like the fact that you have to be a cheerleader to get in to hear them speak, because it used to be about winning hearts and minds.
Yes.
That's what being a politician in this country, especially president of the United States, such a grand scale, what was about. It wasn't, but now it seems like it's more about finding your niche of people who believe exactly like you believe and talking only to them. Because let's face it, these are the only opportunities average people like us get to ask these contestants, if you will, questions.
And instead, they're preaching to the choir.
Right. They're shutting us out. And I find that very disturbing. Thoughts?
Well, I agree with you.
Well, you should.
I like my job. No, no.
I asked you if you were a supporter of mine before you came in.
That's right. You can't get down here unless you say yes.
Sorry.
I'm a big Davin fan. Welcome in, young lady.
Hopefully nobody snuck in who thinks otherwise.
Oh, that would be Joe. No. I think that it's silly to sit there and just tell people what they want to hear and have them all say yay, because the whole idea about having meetings was to try to win people over. These people have been won over. What are you proving?
Even the town halls now, they vet everybody before they can come into a town hall.
Yeah.
So those aren't really genuine questions.
No.
Now, I have seen where Hillary was confronted by Black Lives Matter after an event. CNN happened to be there, and they asked her some tough questions.
Okay.
And she answered them. That was several months ago. And I've seen where Black Lives Matter has interrupted Bernie Sanders, and pretty much that was the end of that event.
Yeah,
and I think we just answered the question. Why?
But I think this is a better tact. If there's somebody who has a question,
mm-hmm.
who might disagree with you, go listen. I will answer your question, or I will answer questions at the end. But you need to sit quietly, or everybody gets one question. You need, and I will answer that question because I want to show to you why I am the best candidate, why you will want me to be your president. But now, after that question, I need you to sit down quietly and respectfully so I can go on or answer other questions, whatever the case may be. And if you cannot, then you will be removed.
Right.
I think that's a much better tact to win hearts and minds.
Oh, absolutely.
And show why you're a leader.
Well, and because people should be expected to be able to follow the rules of decorum in a public event like that.
Right. I think shouting somebody down is, you know, you stink, this, that, this. There's no place for that. But you should be, and you're going to have to shout because it's a huge place, especially, you know, Trump. Some of the other, Bernie's getting huge numbers.
Yeah.
But, you know, say it's Bernie. Hey, I got a question to you about guns. You know what? Bernie or whoever should stop going. I'm glad you asked. Here's what, now I know these guys aren't prepared necessarily, but they should be.
Well, they should be.
They should be. And if they pulled it off well, they would get a bump because people go, well, this guy, he's well versed.
Well, and you that said, was impressive.
Right, but you said if they pulled it off well. A lot of time that they that these, you know, it's all their handlers, you know, handpicking the people are going on and making sure that they're, you know.
Well, no, but that's not going on without the candidate say so.
Right, right. But also the thing you have to be concerned about is if this, you know, if it goes well. But what they're concerned about is if it goes wrong. And all these meetings are, especially now,
yeah,
everything
but
realistically,
I mean, we've seen this. If you're running a country in the world, which these guys want to do, running a country in the world, mm-hmm. sometimes stuff's going to go wrong. And you're going to need to have to handle that, whether it's, you know, W's, you know, sitting there for a couple minutes in the classroom when the towers went down. That's how he handled it. Whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. That's how he handled it. He was on the spot. You know, if you're President Bush and you get the news, I mean, excuse me, President Obama, and you get the news that a bunch of kids in Sandy Hook have been murdered. You have to handle it. It's not going to be easy and catered for whoever comes into office. So answer your question from Joe, the plumbing salesman, should not be difficult for these people.
Sometimes they are on the concern about the sound bites. Where basically the open forum is on the debates. If you've noticed, the debates have been a lot more vocal than they have been.
But I don't think anybody's thrilled with the press. And the press isn't asking stuff that we want them to ask. And anytime the press asks them a hard question, these candidates, usually in this case, but in this cycle, it's been the Republicans, but I'm sure sometimes it's Democrats. So I don't want to make it a left-right thing necessarily.
Right.
But they whine about gotcha questions. No, it's a question. It's not a gotcha question. It's a question. Answer it. What?
No, I agree with that. But basically, they're going to keep obviously, when you do a rally, you're going to keep the deck stacked in your favor. It would be like the old wooden, you know, the old stump debates in the 1800s,
yeah,
where the town folks would get together and, you know, the old guy, what are you going to do for us now? You know, and
yes,
like, that's a great question. Yeah. Which would be refreshing if they did that. But now in the age of the look, I'm being the devil's advocate here. In the age of the soundbite, they're going to be very, very careful on the questions or anything that they're going to be fed, because the news is going to pick up on it and it could be handled. The whole thing with Bush, okay, with 9/11, and well, Bush sat there and he did nothing. No, he's not Superman. He was handing.
Judge him on that. I don't know how you handle that.
Because
news.
The thing is that you have to sit there with cameras rolling and figure out, all right, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Who do I get? What's going on? But you can't go get my cape,
right,
Robin. You know, you have to sit there.
But we're not talking about the towers have been attacked. We're talking about a question on your position.
But still, regardless if the towers have been attacked or a rally, they're concerned about a soundbite, especially the way Bush was picked apart for his decision, you know, him sitting there, which he wasn't.
But these guys are trying to vie. Bush had the job already. These guys are trying to show all of us why they're going to unite this divided nation. But instead, it's a cheerleading thing. We've seen it's been the Trump ones where, you know, somebody stands up and they're shouted down. It's ridiculous.
But
these guys should be able to answer questions.
But they're worried about one small slip. Remember when Dukakis was in the tank with the helmet? That cost them the election.
But that wasn't a question. That was a stupid photo op.
But even something. But they're worried something as slight as that.
Then they're not,
could affect them.
Then I don't think if they're worried about that, they're not qualified.
And understand me here. I'm being the devil's advocate. I feel that maybe they should have people in there to throw them questions and stuff like that. But my whole thing is the reason why they're not.
You know, Hillary gets slammed for being so rehearsed, and she is.
No,
yeah,
brother,
she
is she?
But all these guys are. Hillary just gets labeled with it because she's been in the public eye forever,
and she's so bad at it.
She's very bad.
Yeah.
At it. She's very. That's the problem. She's not a good politician. She's really not.
Well, her problem is she doesn't show her sincerity very well. She doesn't seem.
She's not a good politician.
She doesn't come off sincere. Yeah.
She doesn't have the charisma gene that her husband has, who has the best. Who's the best living politician?
Yeah, no.
There's such a stark difference.
Yeah.
I've heard both of my friends have met Bill Clinton. And both of them are Republican, and both of them have told me the man had me eating out of his hand.
Yes,
in 3 minutes.
He's the greatest living politician we have. That's why Obama called him the explainer in chief. Obama explained why the Affordable Care Act was good. I mean, Clinton did it. Obama couldn't explain it.
Right.
Clinton did. But these guys, you know, Trump, get people like, oh, Trump's off the cuff. He's just as rehearsed as the rest of them. So I get really annoyed. Let's say what they are. They're all a bunch of Hillarys. Hillary just has a stone face.
Yeah.
but none of them can answer a question.
No.
She should be on Mount Rushmore. She's ready for it.
Well, she's been campaigning for it for the past, 16 years?
Right.
Wouldn't it be refreshing to be able to see what they really think when they didn't have weren't rehearsed for something or didn't have a speechwriter behind them.
Yes.
To just off the cuff, what do you think? Just speak like a person.
And they can't. I think Bernie's probably the best on the left at doing that at this point.
I agree.
And I think John Kasich is probably on the right, but his message is too moderate for what the people want right now.
I don't know enough about him to be honest.
When you he doesn't get the call in time that Trump does, because Trump is already ready to call and tweet.
Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't be so rehearsed, and they shouldn't be gatekeeping the audience.
But they all do. I know Trump does.
They all do.
They all do.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I think this process is hurt by it.
No. I think we should get them all drunk and let them speak off the cuff.
That would be great.
That
would be great.
You mean when Trump tweets, he's sober? All right. You guys are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to play Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We're going to do, can't remember the name of the stupid game I invented. Celebrity. Who writes this garbage? Celebrity, Preacher, or Politician.
I like that.
It was a good time. That's where we read a quote, and you guys, Pip will keep score.
Yes.
You guys have to determine if it was a celebrity who said it, a preacher, or a politician. I got so many quotes from the ones we used last time.
Yeah.
That I want to use them again, and I will refresh everybody's memory, since it's been a little while. For our purposes, Donald Trump was a celebrity, since he's never held office yet.
Okay.
He's still a celebrity.
Okay.
Our politician was Sarah Palin, okay. Since she was a governor until she got tired of it. And Pat Robertson, who ran for president, but didn't get it, but is our preacher.
So there's a little crossover, but we have our distinctions.
Yeah, I would you agree those are fair?
That works.
Joe?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, very well.
All right. So here we go. You ready? Everybody understand the rules?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. People have a constitutional right to burn a Koran if they want to, but doing so is insensitive and an unnecessary provocation, much like building a mosque at Ground Zero. Pip, who said that? Was that preacher, politician, or celebrity?
I'm saying that's the preacher.
You're saying that's Pat Robertson?
Yeah.
I'm saying politician.
You're saying that's Sarah Palin?
Mm-hmm.
Pip, why do you say it's Pat Robertson?
I think because he had the sensitivity about, because he mentioned the sensitivity about religious differences.
Mm. Well, Joe was right.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah.
Don't apologize to me. It's not my quote.
Sorry, Joe.
Sorry. So Joe's up 1-0. I'm parodied as being some right-wing fundamentalist extremist. It just isn't true. The parody doesn't reflect reality. Joe?
I'm going with celebrity.
You're going celebrity. You think that's Monsieur Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Pip?
I'm saying that's preacher.
You're saying that's preacher?
Yeah.
You got that one right, girl.
Yay!
Yeah. Well, now, but see, Joe, I think where you went wrong is being some right-wing fundamentalist is kind of in vogue for that party right now. It kind of is. He wouldn't.
So he wouldn't be fighting back against
No, I'm
him.
Saying he wouldn't. He wouldn't be. When Pat Robertson gave that quote, it might not have been as in vogue.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Candidate Obama promised to fundamentally transform America, and that's one promise he has kept, turning a shiny city on a hill into a sinking ship. I'm glad I read that right.
that was close.
I could have mispronounced some words.
Whoopsie. Then we would have had a censor.
Yeah. Pip, who do you think that was?
Wow. I'm going to say that that's celebrity.
You're going to think that's Monsieur Trump?
Yeah.
Joe?
I'm going with preacher.
Going preacher. You're both wrong.
Oh, it was Mrs. Palin?
The former beauty queen.
Wow.
You
okay.
Betcha.
Didn't sound like it was in her cadence. Okay.
No, it didn't.
Am I reading it wrong, Joe? Is that the critique?
No, but it doesn't. You could see their patterns, the way the say things, and it didn't sound like that was in her pattern. It sounded like she could say that, but it didn't seem in the cadence
well,
of the
because
pattern.
You didn't hear cuckoo in the background. That's what threw you. The founding document of the United States of America acknowledges the lordship of Jesus Christ because we are a Christian nation. Joe?
I'm going to go with preacher on that.
You're going preacher on that.
Yes.
I think that that's politician.
Think that's politician? You think that's Palin?
Yeah.
If I heard that, I would go. I would go Palin too.
Yeah.
But we'd both be wrong.
No.
Pat Robertson was actually talking like a preacher.
Oh wow.
He's wrong. It wasn't formed as a Christian nation, but
no. But it, was, it sounded like something she'd say.
It did. But Joe got that one right.
All right.
Let's see. I believe you go first on this one, right, Pip? Or is
yeah.
There, yeah. You go first?
Yep.
One of my best friends for the last 30 years happens to be gay, and I love her dearly. And she is not my, quote, gay friend. She is one of my best friends who happens to have made a choice that isn't a choice that I have made. But I'm not going to judge people.
Oh, I definitely think that that's politician. I think I even remember saying that.
You feel pretty strong about I've, that.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump on the coattails. Yeah, politician.
You didn't know otherwise? You didn't know if she wasn't so strong about it?
I would have went politician okay. just as well.
You got that right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I remember that quote because I was like, oh, my God, that's the, oh, I have a black friend argument.
Yeah, Pat Robertson would never admit to having a black friend.
No, no.
I'm not racist. I got a black friend. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's heard that before. Dope.
Let's see. If Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America, the dirty whore that America is?
No.
No, I added the last part.
Oh, I'm like, no, what?
No, all right, I'll do it again. If Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America? Joe?
Celebrity.
You think that's a Trumpster?
I'm jumping on that one, too.
Yeah, that's a Trumpster.
That's not something a woman would say.
If Hillary can't take it like a champ.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a Donald there.
Yeah.
Many of those people involved in Adolf Hitler were Satanists. Many were homosexuals. Many were homosexuals. The two things seem to go together. And I'll add, like peanut butter and chocolate. Two great predilections that go great together.
I think, is it me first?
Yes.
Okay, that's got to be Robertson. That's got to be Preacher.
That's a Preacher?
Absolutely.
That's a Pat Robertson.
Absolutely. Of course yeah. It is.
Joe recognizes that brand of crazy. All right, Joe, you get this one first.
Okay.
When these people walk in the room, they don't say, oh, hello, how's the weather? It's so beautiful outside. Isn't it lovely? How are the Yankees doing? Oh, they're doing wonderful. Great. Asians say, we want deal.
The celebrity.
Think that's a Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That was the Donald painting with the broad stroke.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's like, we want deal.
Now, if he would be at Yankee games when Matsui was here, a lot of Asians are Yankee fans.
There's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Matsui was my favorite when he was on the team.
We want deal. We want home run.
But Asian people are very to the point. You know, I deal with a lot of Asian people during the day, and they're very to the point.
Especially in business.
In business, they're very to the point.
I think they might say hello.
Yes.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes not.
I think it would be hello, but I think they would say.
No. Hajimemashite.
What?
I just said, nice to meet you in Japanese.
You're so smart. Are we a Christian nation now? It's doubtful. But did we start out as one? Without question.
Oh, boy.
Pip, here's a question.
I'm going to say politician.
Going Miss Palin.
I'm not sure.
I'm going the same way. It sounds like out of her wheelhouse.
Nope. Pat Robertson.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
Are you tired of the media filters? I think we just talked about that. Well, I am. I always have been. So we're going to do something about it. Together we'll go beyond the soundbites and cut through the media's politically correct filter. Show.
Celebrity.
Celebrity. You think that's Donald Trump?
I do too.
No, that's Sarah Palin.
Whoa!
And that's got to sting because you hate her.
I don't hate her. I just think she's an idiot.
Well, okay. She said something you like.
Well, I like you.
You don't think I'm an idiot, not if you're smart. Let's see. The people don't elect U.S. presidents. God does.
I'm sorry.
I hate when God had a hanging Chad. Just an angel dangling.
Yeah, that was really embarrassing.
And most
put
certainly.
That away.
Darn it, Lord, get your act together. You're screwing things up.
You see the voting booth closed with a halo on top of it? Thank God's voting.
Then why the lines?
Could you please rearrange your robe? I'm seeing a little too much of you.
We should really make it up according to his schedule. I mean, who do you think said that?
I'm thinking that's Robertson.
Think that's Robertson.
I'm going to go Preacher, yes.
That was Sarah Palin. And there's the dingbat.
Wow. Wow.
I never fall for scams. I'm the only person who immediately walked out of my Ollie G interview.
That's funny.
Joe, who do you think that was?
I'm going Preacher.
You going Preacher?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to say celebrity.
Celebrity, yes. You are correct. Yes. Only the Donald doesn't fall for scams.
You saw allergy coming right away. If you didn't get it from the outfit, it's the stupidity that he starts saying. You have to leave.
All right. We'll try to get this next one in here. McCain, I'd vote against under any circumstances. Joe?
That would be celebrity.
Celebrity. Pip?
I have to say celebrity because it couldn't have been Palin.
It couldn't have been. No.
Actually, when you think about it, it could have been.
She would have said that, and somebody whispers, oh, no, I like him. Of course, stupid. You're running with
I actually do see it going that way.
Yeah.
It was Pat Robertson.
Oh, we both blew it.
What's the tally?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Joe had 6, and I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, we'll do another one.
Okay.
We'll do another one. Okay. Quickly. I know this is painful for the ladies to hear, but if you get married, you've accepted the headship of a man, your husband. Christ is the head of the household, and the husband is the head of the wife. And that's the way it is, period.
Ooh, that's got to be Robertson.
I'm going preacher, too.
You both got that. Pat Robertson.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, how much does it cost your boss when you poop? You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We're back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. So, I found this online from the Huffington Post. I thought this was a very important topic for us to discuss, how much your poo is costing your boss, because I'm sure he would want to know. And I can tell you guys how to figure it out. By the way, I am looking at our sound effects, and we have some horrible sound effects, like the titles of them. But anyway, that's enough about that.
Yeah, we won't be doing that to our audience.
No, I can't repeat those on this version of the show. But anyway, I digress. According to this article, we reportedly spend an average of 92 days in a lifetime on the toilets. And 1.5 years in the bathroom. So even if you're not in the toilet, you're doing other things in the bathroom.
You can comb your hair.
Sure, shower, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Other things. Plum World in the UK came up with the pay-to-poo calculator. The device rings up how much you earn while going to the bathroom at work. To determine your excremental earnings, simply type in your... I didn't write this. Simply type in your salary, how often you go, and for how long. You're going to need a stopwatch. So, for instance, to give an example, if you make $50,000 and you visit the bathroom 3 times a day and spend an average of 4 minutes there, you gross $1,250 a year. So, are you surprised about how long we spend in the bathroom and how many hours?
When you rack it up like that, it really does sound like an awful lot of time. But really, go to the calculator online.
By the way, I'm not touching that calculator.
You're not? Why not?
You don't know where it's been. Yeah, we actually do know where
it's
been.
We do. What's that underneath your fingernails?
No, the calculator doesn't have to be actually touching the things. And I have to admit to you that I put in my figures into the calculator. And I...
Really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're so good.
I am costing over the lifetime of my employment. I don't know how it figures out how long my career is. But according to the calculator, I am paid $36,562.50 over the lifetime of my career to poo at work.
Wow.
That's a lot of poo.
How long are you in there for?
Well,
families don't make that in a year. Well, you poo.
Well, see, now the calculator does have some limitations.
Unlike your pooing.
No, because one of the things it asks your annual salary, but then it says, how many times a day do you go there? And it's like, I don't always have to poo, and I don't always have to poo at work. So,
thanks for telling us your schedule.
So, I mean, what are you going to do?
This segment's been sponsored by Special K.
Yeah, really.
Well, you know, if you want to get a figure in there, you're going to have to say at least one a day, or else if you say zero, it's...
Well, I mean, when I was working, I am not one to poo at work.
Ever?
Well, ever's a long time, but certainly not by choice. I would certainly try to urge it to go back to whence it came until I got home.
I believe that's called prairie dogging.
Yes.
Is it?
We're turtle heading.
Why do we got dragged the animal kingdom into this?
Poor animals.
Seriously, they didn't ask for this.
Imagine I was going, do you know what they're comparing us to?
Really?
Animals just going, really?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Poor prairie dog's popping out of its hole. It's like, don't do that. You know what they think about when you do that?
So you're pro work poo, Joe?
Yes.
See, now
you're a work pooer as well?
I even do a joke in my act that my father would want to go to work, go to the bathroom when he got to work, because he figured he'd get paid there.
He really thought
you're the one
about
who
it?
Had that joke. I knew somebody had that
yeah,
joke.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
Yeah.
I'm not pro.
What a work ethic.
Yeah.
And Joe's dad's America paid to poo.
I'm not pro doing that at work. It's just sometimes poo happens.
See, I'm all for wasting time at work.
Okay.
But I'll just go, you know, like when my coworkers
are wasting time at work, you know, need a bodily function, but just goofing off in other ways to squander the boss's money.
Well, yeah, because where I the last job,
yes, Joe,
yes, absolutely.
Well, because the last job I had, you were not rewarded for working quickly and efficiently. You were castigated if you were not looking busy.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, so as much time as you could spend in the bathroom where you weren't under the microscope, the better.
Exactly. So when my friends would go out to smoke cigarettes, I'm not a smoker, I would go with them. I figure if they get to have time off to sit around and gossip, why can't I?
Do you know Mr. Helix? They used to have a lot of like cigarette breaks at his day program, and he doesn't smoke anymore. So what he would do is go outside, and he would pantomime smoking with the other people just so that he got a break as well.
Smoking.
He would. He'd just pretend to have a cigarette in his fingers.
All right. Well, this has been a stinky conversation.
That stunk.
When we come back, we're going to talk about animals, not prairie dog or turtling, but getting drunk. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Davin's Den filling in for Call. We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den filling in for a coffee talk to a little drunks in the news. Have not done, I don't think we've done this one in a while, have we?
Mm.
There's
no.
A lot of stuff we don't do very often. That's just the way we
Because we're busy with other things.
Because sure. We're busy pooing in the bathroom.
We most certainly are. Less poop, more content. That's what I always say. All right, here it is.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
We haven't done this in a while either. I want to go back to the Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Oh, wow.
Remember Benjamin Franklin, our founding father, had like over 200 descriptions of being drunk.
Good for him.
Good for our founding father.
Good to have hobbies.
Sure. This week's is non compos.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
I don't.
Like non compos mentis means not in your right mind.
Latin word?
Yeah.
Oh. So he's saying not right.
Yeah.
Not a compass. All right, good.
Good. Good for you. They should put him on, like, currency or something.
You know what? I would vote for him for president.
Yeah.
I would. I wouldn't, you know. He's got some gay predilections, you know. There's some rumors about how he treats women.
No, gay predilections? He was a ladies' man.
Yeah, but didn't he also mess around with the boys a little bit, too, when he was in France?
Oh, no, I hadn't heard about that.
Well, we'll start that rumor. Okay.
Oh, great.
What, no?
I hear turning over in a grave. Someplace.
He's all dust now.
Franklin, flamboyant.
That was the thing.
He wore a wig and tights.
He was the Bowie of his time. So but I go on. I digress. All right. So the question is, do other animals consume fermented fruit grain, otherwise intoxicating substances? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Joe?
Yes.
Because you read the article. Yes, they do a lot.
No, I already knew that.
You did?
I did.
How did you know?
Well, for one thing, it's not
because you have cats and you have a problem.
Yeah, and they're in the program.
They
but
are.
They weren't always.
It's a 12 meow program.
AIDS cat also had some problems holding his liquor.
That's why we got the AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah,
fell asleep during one cat nap next week, his butt's sore, and he's got the kitty AIDS.
He was very promiscuous in his drunken days. Mm. But the thing is that birds will sometimes eat fermented berries.
Right.
And then they'll fly around kind of kooky or like wobble
around.
Would
you call
the
them
ground?
Cuckoo birds?
I no? see what you did there.
Wow, so that's what it feels like. Okay.
Yeah.
To get pulled over by an eagle. Have you been drinking tonight?
Probably needs a blue hawk.
Yeah.
So, yes, they do. Butterflies, for instance, enjoy a good brew, says Katie Prudick. Not Katie Couric, Katie Prudick, an entomologist at the University of Arizona. She says she's gotten butterflies out of beer cans before. Males likely drink beer to boost their spermatophores. Nutrient-rich packages that they give to females as a nuptial gift.
Yeah, I'm sounding like that sounds like the wedding night gift.
Pip, did you ever receive a spermatophore?
I don't like to tell those stories.
I don't think Mr. Helix loves you.
Oh, God, it's like, not tonight, but it's our wedding night. You look so, your wings are so beautiful.
No, I don't want to have little, butterflies.
Well, you know, Pat Roberts, it was a take your spermatophore, woman.
Take it like a butterfly.
Exactly. But it's not just butterflies. Many entomologists often bait insect traps with beer. If they run out, no worries. A nice Pinot. Right? Yeah. Will do as well. In 2008, a study found that 35 species of moths were just as attracted to traps baited with wine as with beer. See, they're not snobs, Joe. Other insects turn to drink when they're sexually rejected, Joe. In 2012, a study in the journal Science, researchers compared the diet preferences of male fruit flies, not that type of fruit, that had successfully mated with those of males that had not mated. The results show that unmated males preferred food containing alcohol, while the mated males did not.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
They're drowning in their sorrows.
They're drowning their sorrows. But, I mean, am I wrong? Is it mayflies or fruit flies that only live for a very short period of time? So if they're not going to get any, they're going to go get drunk and you know what? She wouldn't give it up.
You know, you figure I'm only living like 24 hours.
Yeah, so.
So I'm going to drink it away at hour 23.
Yeah, if I can't get any, and, you know, we all are only living for an hour. It's sort of like that, well, if we're going to die soon, we might as well.
Doesn't
and he still can't get any?
Doesn't this explain why so many of these bugs go veering into our windshields? Aren't they really drunk flying?
Yeah, they probably are.
They don't even see us coming. We're right there. We're in a big semi. And they don't veer. They just boom. Head on. These are drunk bugs. I don't feel bad.
No. It was sort of like, you know, suicide by cop. Suicide by windshield.
Suicide by windshield.
Yeah.
All right. You are listening to Davin's Den. Joe, do I got this time right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're listening to Davin's Den. Don't worry. I'll edit that out as this. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a computer company that is scamming you. Don't go anywhere. We're back for the final segment of the show. This is Davin's Den filling in for Coffee Talk. So, guys, usually when you call tech support, you think those folks are going to help you.
You'd hope.
You think your problems are solved.
I don't know about solved, but you do think that
I think you'll be along the way. Your problem.
A responsible, legitimate person is on the other line trying to help you.
Somebody knows something.
Yeah, or at least with an Indian accent, so it's for reals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure, because they're the best. So in Washington State sued one of the world's largest independent tech support companies, saying it routinely scams customers into buying software and services they don't need. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a lawsuit against U.S. operations of iYogi. Ever hear of iYogi?
No.
Joe?
The only the bear.
And you know it had to come up.
It didn't have to. It did, though. So iYogi is an India-based company which boasts of 3 million customers and which announced over the summer that it was opening its first U.S. technical support center in Lewiston, Maine. That didn't go well for them. But anyway, that's a different story. Mm. The complaint also names the company's co-founder and president, Vishal Dhar of New York, as a defendant. During a news conference, Ferguson said iYogi representatives often take remote control of the computers of people who seek help, make ominous warnings, flash on the screen, and then tell them they need to spend money to fix the virus. Typically, technical support plans costing $150 to $380, or sometimes $80 for antivirus software. You could go to a store and get that stuff, but okay. The company also, you know, McAfee, Norton, whatever.
Yeah,
but if you're on the phone with somebody and they're telling you, you know.
Why the hell are you surfing the internet without it? It comes with the computer.
Yeah, no, you really shouldn't be surfing the internet without it.
Especially the sites you go on, Joe. The company also falsely represents that it's affiliated with major hardware and software companies, including Apple, Microsoft, and Hewlett-Packard. The complaint said, and even sometimes claims, customers must upgrade from Windows 7 to Windows 10 at a cost of $80 to $199, or go to the supermarket where they used to give you those CDs for free.
But you remember?
Yeah, but you can upgrade for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that. So after gaining remote control of the consumer's computer, iYogi identifies complex-looking files and claims these infected files harm the computer, Ferguson said. iYogi misleads the consumers into believing he or she must download iYogi's diagnostic software to fully identify these alleged problems. You know what happens next?
Oh, yeah. Then now it's suddenly fixed.
No, they also implant malware.
Oh, great.
Oh, the implant. Oh, brother.
The lawsuit filed in Kings County Superior Court alleges, hey, I used to work there, alleges deceptive business practice under the State Consumer Protection Act, violations of which are punishable by $2,000, as well as violations of the computer spyware statute, which is punishable by $100,000.
Wait a second. Is it $2,000 per instance?
Doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing so. Microsoft's legal chief Brad Smith joined the news conference and said iYogi is one of the companies that Microsoft receives the most complaints about. So both he and Ferguson described the scam as a common one online defrauding 3 million people in the U.S. of more than $1 billion a year.
That's a lot of people, and that's a lot of money. Holy smokes.
Yeah. So basically, they're competition to Geek Squad, which you can go to Best Buy for.
Yes, yeah. And they're legit.
Yeah.
but basically, you call this company up. And you give them control of your computer. Mm-hmm. There's various ways to do that. I use TeamViewer. I give control of my computer to people. But those are people I trust.
Absolutely.
Right. At one of my old day programs, we had IBM Mapex, and you would call the Mapex Center, and the tech would get on the phone with you, and the tech would take over the computer and debug and resolve the problem. So, yeah, it's a common thing.
Yeah, I'm at my day program, we use TeamViewer as well.
Mm. It's a very dangerous thing, though, if you don't know who's doing it. You have to be a little...
Right, well, yeah, right. In the instance of both our day programs, it was...
You're calling legitimate person.
They're the guy.
Person.
They're the guy. That's not somebody I found online, somebody that found me online. It's the people.
This is another instance where you really need to look up before you agree to contact somebody. You really need to look up the reviews.
Absolutely.
You know, we talked on my show how I had the problem with Local Splash, who promised me certain things, SEO for my websites, promoting them and everything, and I didn't look them up because I was pressured into it.
Right.
You really need to see what the reviews are, because if you looked up this company, some of the reviews, not so glowing.
I'm actually, well, I mean, because we don't work in our day programs, we don't work in a tech field, but I'm kind of surprised we've never heard of this company when they've been doing this much illegal business. You know, you'd think that you'd see their name around more.
I hadn't really heard of it either. I know people go to, we were talking about Best Buy Geek Squad. I think the best thing to do is if you can find somebody in town, locally, and again, look them up. Don't just, you know, give anybody your computer. But if you go to somebody locally, I think that's the best thing to do. Give them face to face.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot harder to be defrauded. Not impossible. But if you know where to go if they mess up your computer, hey, I got all these problems now.
Right, right. Because there's both the Best Buy in my neighborhood. There's also a local computer guy. He's done, like on my old desktop, he's done service, you know, at least three times on it. He knows me. I know him. I could trust him. You know, so you need to find a reputable person. And if you find a person online, you need to do your homework on this. Because they can get they get into your computer. They get into they're moving files. They're even showing you moving the files.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they can really implant things that can cripple your computer, like any virus that you pick up on a website, except you're paying for the privilege.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. That even leads to more outrage.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'd like to buy some food. Could you please put some poison in? Thank you.
I didn't know that was an option.
I wasn't asking it from you. Oh, I know what you'd do.
Well, all you have to do is ask, my child. You ask and I shall kill. It's on my business card.
I know. No, it really is a terrible thing. And it really is, when they're purporting to be a tech company that's going to help you, it really is pretty devious of them to do this. And on such a large scale, damn.
So, listen, do not use iYogi. And whatever company you find, whether Geek Squad or whatever, do a little research before you give somebody your computer. I know everybody's desperate, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because when your computer's all, you're very concerned.
Oh, yeah. You want to get it fixed. You want to find a guy, you know. And I guess it might be even hard to find somebody with your computer down, but use your phone. Go and you jump on your phone. There's plenty of computers, other computers, around a friend's computer, on your phone.
Go to the library. Library's free.
Library, go to the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So I will be some places, since we got to wrap this little show up.
You're going to be places?
I'm going to be places. Thursday in November. What the heck? Thursday. What does this say? Why is that wrong? I don't know. But next Thursday. What day is next Thursday? I don't know. I'm going to be at the Cake Lounge in Little Ferry, New Jersey. For tickets, call 201-336-9819. 201-336-9819. Friday, January 21st. Is that right, Joe?
I believe so.
Friday, January 21st. It's going to be a live comedy at Portobello starring Chris Monty from HBO's Vinyl. For tickets, call 201-337-8990. Saturday will be a live comedy at Casabianca Banquets in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, starring Eric McMahon. That's Saturday, January 22nd. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. As always, you can follow the show on our website, davinsden.com. That's where we have all the shows completely uncensored. Good stuff there. Old shows. Also, you could go to the Davin's Den Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Pip, Twitter?
Pip Helix at Twitter.
Joe?
Plankfoot at Twitter.com.
And you can follow me at Davin Comedy. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.